Newstalk ZB, it is now 6:19, coming up 6:20 as a matter of fact. Brian Gaynor from Milford Asset Management is with us. Hi, Brian.
Good evening, Larry.
Brian, tell us about marijuana and cannabis stocks. What's happening right now?
Well, they're flying high, Larry, in Canada, the United States, and Australia. And the reasons are is developments mainly in medical marijuana. Really huge developments in recent years, particularly as far as pain relief is concerned.
Are there any other reasons, Brian?
Well, yes, let's talk about, there are 8 states in the United States which has liberalized recreational marijuana laws. Now, they're not the same kind of liberalization in each state, but they have liberalized it. And, of course, the new Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, has a bill through the House of Parliament there to liberalize recreational marijuana laws in that country. So I think the general view of investors that is the trend towards both medical and recreational marijuana is positive.
Yeah, it's positive in some countries. What about New Zealand?
Yeah, we're a bit behind here, and, you know, I've had a lot of people getting on to me over the last week saying how we've missed an opportunity and how very conservative we are. And I think if you remember the death of Helen Kelly last year, the president of the Council of Trade Unions, she was a very strong advocate of medical marijuana and said that during her cancer, it gave a huge release to her pain, which an awful lot of drugs weren't able to do. So it got a bit of attention then. And I do know I've heard of, exhibitions being held at the North Island GP conference in Rotorua on the 8th, 11th of June. So there's a lot of people pushing it in this country, but our government is very, very conservative and doesn't allow any kind of growth of marijuana in this country.
Right, yes, I think that may change. I think there's a difference between medical marijuana and the decriminalisation of marijuana. I haven't come across anyone who says that they're against, for example, medicinal cannabis.
Well, we are to an extent here. I mean, we do allow certain products into the country that are produced offshore, but there generally is no endorsement or no ability of New Zealand companies to be able to grow marijuana here for medical purposes. So we have to make that breakthrough. And that's the frustration, I think, for a lot of people who are looking at that industry and think that New Zealand has some very good potential in it.
What about globally? How optimistic are you for the industry?
Well, the industry is pretty optimistic. Some figures in the United States say that this could be a $50 billion U.S. Industry in a few years' time. And New Zealand has the potential, but there still is a lot of restrictions as far as New Zealand is concerned. And, you know, I'm not so sure that we will get the kind of liberalization here that we'll see the breakthrough in the next year or so. But there's a lot of pressure that it will occur in 4 or 5 years' time. However, I think if you look at the stock prices around the world, and we don't have any marijuana companies listed here in NZX, they've probably run ahead of themselves. They've performed incredibly well over the last 12 months, some of them up 500, 600, 7%. And even in Australia, most of the companies are up between 50 and 100%. And I think they may have run ahead of themselves, but I think there is a future for medical marijuana, cannabis in the future.
And most of these companies, the stock prices, are we referring here to medical marijuana companies, are we, rather than just distributed to the general populace?
Oh, well, nearly all of them are medical marijuana companies to date, but I think some of them see the opportunities of the liberalization of recreational marijuana, and some of the share price movements have been anticipated, has been anticipation of that. Although to date, all those companies are only involved in medical marijuana. There's none of them selling recreational marijuana at present.
Thank you, Brian. Brian Gaynor from Milford Asset Management. It's coming up 6:24.